Fireblocks CEO, Bitcoin quantum upgrade is a coordination problem. Fireblocks CEO Michael Shalov said in a post amplified by CoinMarketCap on May 14, 2026, that migrating Bitcoin to post-quantum signature schemes is mostly a coordination issue, not a technical one, because the underlying algorithms already exist. The framing pushes back on a common narrative that quantum computing is a near-term existential threat that crypto cannot yet answer. Shalov's argument is that the answer exists. The slow part is getting an open, leaderless network of miners, developers, exchanges, custodians, and wallet providers to agree on a single path forward. The threat is real, but the math is solved. Bitcoin signature scheme today, ECDSA on the SEC P256K1 curve, rests on the difficulty of the discrete logarithm problem. A sufficiently large fault-tolerant quantum computer running Shor's algorithm could in principle recover a private key from a public key. That risk is what fuels most public-facing quantum panic in crypto. What Shalov is pointing to is that the cryptographic community has spent years preparing for this. The U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology has already standardized post-quantum signature schemes, and lattice-based and hash-based signatures are well understood in academic and industry literature. From an algorithm availability standpoint, Bitcoin does not need to invent anything. It needs to pick something, integrate it, and move funds. Coordination is the bottleneck Bitcoin is built to resist. The reason this is harder than it sounds is structural. Bitcoin has no CEO. There is no version of the network where one party can decide that, starting on a given date, all addresses move to a new signature scheme. Any change requires rough consensus across Bitcoin core contributors, miners running pool software, exchanges holding billions in user balances, hardware and software wallet vendors that ship signing logic to end users, and ultimately individual holders who must actively move coins from old key formats to new ones. That last group is the most stubborn part. Coins sitting in early P2PK addresses, lost wallets, and inactive holdings cannot consent to a migration. Any post-quantum upgrade that ignores them leaves a slice of supply potentially exposed to a future attacker with quantum hardware. Any upgrade that strips or freezes those coins to protect the network breaks Bitcoin's core property that nobody can move your funds. Soft forks, hard forks, opt-in address types, and various forced migration windows have all been floated in research circles. None has gained consensus. Shalov's coordination issue framing is essentially restating that the social layer of Bitcoin, not its cryptography, is the rate-limiting step. Market context, a calm tape, and a long horizon risk. The comments land on a soft trading day for crypto. As of May 14, 2026, BTC trades near $79,532, down 1.6% on the day, with ETH at $2,260, 2.1%, SOL at $90.96, 4.0%, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sitting at 46 in neutral territory. There is no immediate price catalyst tied to quantum risk, and there does not need to be. The point of Shalov's framing is that this is a coordination problem on a multi-year clock, not a trading signal. For users who self-custody, and for institutions running custody at scale, the practical takeaway is narrower than the headline suggests. Address hygiene already helps. Reusing addresses exposes public keys on chain after the first spend, which is exactly the surface a future quantum attacker would target first. Single-use addresses, well known for years, are still the cheapest defense available today and do not require any protocol change. The watch items going forward. Three signals are worth tracking from here. The first is whether Bitcoin Core merges any concrete BIP proposing a post-quantum signature option, even on an opt-in basis. The second is whether large custodians, including Fireblocks itself, publish migration playbooks for institutional clients. The third is whether any major exchange begins flagging customer addresses for proactive rotation. None of those have happened in any production sense. Until then, the algorithms already exist is the most honest line in the debate. So is the unspoken part. A network designed to be hard to change is, by design, hard to change.